Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. Lord, our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has so many wonderful things to say to his people. He loves us. He cares about us in every way of life. When you consider that, what is God bringing to you? What kind of words come to you? What is he trying to clue you in on? He's always operating and always up to something good. Sometimes I sense that the Lord is trying to get a point over to me. And I say, what is it, Lord? And he talk about it. And some things take time. And I reach out. When he's trying to get a point over to me, I pray in the Holy Spirit more. I seek him and I ask questions. I'm sensitive to what scriptures he give me. What is he trying to help me understand? And sometimes I've learned the most beautiful things from the Lord as I pursued him. You have to chase him. What is in his heart? People are so caught up in what they're trying to do and their method of serving God, what they approve of. People do what they approve to do. Sometimes some people try to stay in the confines of organizations, fellow Christians, what people expect. Many are looking for a great revival again, which is wonderful. But what is God putting together? What is he saying? The Lord knows where the hot spots are. And when we seek him, he'll show us what's going to make the day. Sometimes the things we want to do, it won't make the day. It'll be good. But the things that God is putting in motion, that's what's going to work. It's possible to be distracted by things that look good to men, things that look good to us, and miss totally out on what God is doing. And he has clued me in on some things that will work, that will go forward. And I thank him for all of it. All I'm saying is pay attention to the Holy Spirit. What is he talking about? What is he saying to you personally? What he's dealing with you about, people will want you to do what they're doing or help them do what they're doing, which is good, but put what God is telling you to do personally on your top shelf. That's my best advice. Because every time I put what God gave me to do on the top shelf, it works. You have to see it through. You have to believe it, and you have to act on it. You can't believe it unless you receive it. You have to capture those words that God has given. It has to be in you. The areas of success, that's where you have the word of God inside of your heart and you're acting on it. And the things that, see, God put some things on the top shelf, and it's conditional according to time, level of wisdom in his people, the ability to fulfill it. So when God come to you and give you an assignment or a task, a task is like a one-time word for somebody. That's a task. Get it done. Speak that word. After you speak the word, you're released. You did what the God said do. You don't have any more activity to do other than that. And then when he give you the next task, do it. Nobody's going to make a parade and show how wonderful it was. Just do what God said do and it works. But when you do what God say do, you put something in motion that cannot be reversed. And nobody can see it in minute most of the time. And one day people may hear about it. But the word you speak today can make the difference in someone's life. And they'll be able to continue on and fulfill God's destiny in their lives. If everything you got to do, it's got to be a grand entourage, and it's got to be pristine, and people looking at you, and don't look for that. That's nothing. But the things that matter, that's what you put on the top shelf. That's the way you go. We can either be effective for God, or we can look good before man. You have to choose. But when you're effective to God, you're gonna do things that Satan just cannot reverse. The world can't reverse it, understand it, or pick it apart. And sometimes it's strategic. God is strategic in his way. Whenever you do something that people can see, you attract everybody, everything. And God will do some works without attracting people, because it's just wiser. He won't have to destroy people that's trying to destroy you. People don't think on that level, but that's how it is. God is, when you read the book of Revelation, the short version is this: God is choosing light and rejecting darkness. And he's separating his people from the darkness. He's leading his people out of harm's way. He's judging people that have already corrupted and destroyed. And we're in the middle of this fight. We're in the fight. Because Satan is against us. He's trying to destroy God's works. We are God's works. We stand for the Lord. And he hates us. And, you know, Jesus said all nations would hate you for my sake. Even Israel. Even the country you're a patriot to, they will hate you. There are people that will hate you for who you are, because you love God. And the people, they don't even realize why. They're influenced by Satan and his logic, and they avoid God. Some of them are our kin people. Anybody that side with the world will be an enemy against God and all that he stands for. That's why there are so many divorces. When you choose the Lord, you activate people. You provoke a response in everybody. Either they're gonna see you and want more of what you got, and they may speak according to the world, but their heart can be attracted to the word. And you will earn their trust as you live and let your light shine. That's why Jesus said, let your light shine. He's turning on the lights in you. He's building godly character in you, which gives people the ability to see who God is through your love, through your kindness, the work of salvation, the rich salvation that God has planted in you. Salvation come to us in seed form. So what God puts on the top shelf, everything's evaluated. Everything is ready for time. In the plan of God, there's hope for the future. There's faith for the present. And there's trust. If you can trust God, see, when God gets you to a point that you trust him, now he can do some things. He can operate in your life. You'll carry out what he wants you to do. And you'll enjoy it because life is in it. You're handling the life of God, something holy from God. And when you handle what's holy from God, and you operate according to his works, things happen that should happen. And God is able to do things that in our lives that need to be done. And we can go forward. What is God saying? What is he trying to get over to you? Sometimes you'll have a dream, and sometimes people don't follow through with that dream. You have to seek the Lord when God gives you a dream sometimes. until he give you an interpretation. I have dreams that most of the time when God give me a dream, he immediately gives me the interpretation. He gave me one dream. I asked my pastor and he answered it. See, God have people in place. If you listen to the prophet, you will prosper. It's just the way it is. And the prophet is subject to the prophet. Sometimes people don't want to be subject to others. That's not a sign of weakness. That's a sign of strength and wisdom. Whoever speaking by the Holy Spirit, hear me good, whoever speaking by the Holy Spirit, they're not speaking of their own mind. They're speaking by the Holy Spirit, and they need to be listened to. You can't always look at the vessel. You may not like the vessel. The vessel may do things you don't like. That doesn't mean that they're not appointed and approved of God. So many Christians miss out on God's best because they always act on appearance. When I hear my Father's voice, I hear my Father's voice. Whoever he's using to give a message to me, that's who he chose to use, and I thank God that he did, and I listen intently. I don't care how old they are, what color they are. I don't care if they're a man or a woman. I'm listening because I detect the voice of the Holy Spirit. And they'll alert me to things. See, I don't miss out on the words that God gives through others. Sometimes those are the key ingredients to make everything else fit together. What is God trying to get over to? The last broadcast, yesterday's broadcast, the Lord had me talking about how sometimes anointed people who are in teaching mode, they're in father mode, they are professor mode, people are listening to them, and they, whenever they come around, they're the one ministering to people. This is a stage that they've attained, and I've seen people in that position struggle to receive a word from people that are just starting out in ministry. And that kind of pride can hurt you and slow you down. You don't have to qualify the messenger that God already qualified. You don't have to qualify the messenger that God already qualified. The messenger may not be perfect in that way, but they can speak a word from the Lord. I'm saying this because a lot of God's words are wasted because of pride, preeminence, lack of knowledge, lack of understanding. People gear up to do what they do. They gear up to teach. They gear up to be a leader. But remember, wisdom, the wisdom of God, is formed in all, or is forming in all who love God. And sometimes they went through the right circumstance to speak the right word, apples of silver on pitchers of gold, the perfect wisdom, and it can make the day. And when you listen and you act on it, you're going to be rewarded, and they're going to be rewarded because they gave you a word, a stepping stone, and it helped. And now they can be rewarded. If they attempted to help you, they'll be rewarded. But if you follow through and go on and follow God, they're going to be rewarded because they helped you do God's work. Every child of God is important because every child of God is a king and a priest. They're not just some struggling Christian, even though they may be in survival mode. Sometimes the people that's in survival mode can speak a word that will make the day. My ears are on because when God give me things that some things I'm pioneering into, I don't have all the details yet. And I speak. I always speak what I want. I learned that from Charles Capps. You can speak what you want. This is no time to fail God or let what he say drop. My fail-safe is that I speak continually that I will do all that's in God's heart. And I got a new one. And I will work against all that's in Satan's heart. You see how the axe falls? I'm determining in my heart and in my mind and in my body to do all that's in God's heart and work against all that's in Satan's heart. Every intricate part of pride and preeminence, I want to cut it in half. I want to destroy it out of my life. And I want my life to represent God so that everybody that will watch it will do the same thing. See, anytime you live the light before men in their sight, you're giving them example of what's true. And they'll see how life works. They'll be able to appreciate the life of God for a change. And they'll see concepts that they never knew existed. And they'll be able to make better jumps. They'll be able to make a better sacrifice. They'll be able to mount up and not be destroyed. God loves us, folks. Everywhere we go and everything that we do, we must follow him. Everywhere we go and in everything that we do, we must follow God. That's the way we go. What is God trying to get over to us? Sometimes I want something so much. I want it so bad. But it could be out of season. Or it won't work like I think. And I have to release all that determination to receive God's determination, what God is determined to do. When something, the Lord taught me, people don't do what they do, what's in their heart. Well, however it got there, that's what they're going to do. And the will is formed in the heart. And you just can't always turn it off. Ultimately, you can. Through Christ, you can do all things. But when something's in your heart, if a woman's so aggravated she wants a divorce, she's narrowly focused on that divorce thinking it's going to work. It's going to solve her problems. And she'll say all the bitter words and her energy will be geared to doing that divorce. And then when the Holy Spirit give her dreams and show her that's not the way to go. And if she'll listen, take time and hear God out, she can learn something that she didn't know. Her husband's not an enemy. She's acting on the persuasions of Satan and the pressure of the world. She's allowing things that aggravate her to control her. And then if she don't listen to the Lord, she's going to finish the process, drive him out of her life, and he's going to go on, and she's going to be without him, and then somebody else will have him, and they'll build their life, and she'll be on the outside wondering what happened and blaming him for it. And it goes both ways. But when the Holy Spirit, and it's devastating, all people have to do is pay attention to the Lord. The best thing you can give God, if you want to give him something, is your attention. There's no amount of money. There's no possessions that you can give God, and it's better than your attention. Anybody that give God their attention, they can be corrected, they can be blessed, that can drive Satan out of their heart instead of their spouse and interrupt the course of their children doing something foolish. Oh man, I'm out of time. But the Lord is not here to continue to move mightily in your life. What is he trying to say now? Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.